Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And we're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 26 degrees. Snow coming down pretty heavy right now here in central Minnesota. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Again, we have 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. It is program number 501 in that continuing series. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring her in and say good morning to Leah Brenny Ernst. How are you, Leah?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. It's wonderful to talk and visit with you. And our purpose of our program today is to remember a very, very important person in the polka world. And we're talking about none other than your dad, Bob Brenny. And looking back, it must have been a tremendous honor to grow up in the Bob and Pat Brenny household, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now,
a lot of music.
Where did you rank, as far as there was four siblings, four kids born to Bob and Pat, where are you, oldest or youngest or in the middle?
I am in the middle. I'm three.
You're number three of four. So is it Amy the oldest?
Well, my oldest brother, Scott, and then Amy, and then myself, and then my brother, Josh.
Josh. And Scott passed away from cancer?
Correct.
And that was even before your dad passed away, huh?
Yes. Yep.
That's always hard. It's hard losing a family member, no matter which way you cut it. That's a tough thing. And then when you lost your dad, I mean, that was just a tremendous loss there, too. And so you hang on to the ones that are with you. And so Josh and Amy and your mom, Pat, is doing well. So things are good,
yep.
Huh? Good.
Yeah, everybody's doing well.
Okay, so you were born in Albany then, when Bob and Pat lived in Albany?
I was, I was born in Albany, so 1974. I'm almost 50.
Okay, and then you went to school here in Albany?
Yep, I went to Albany High School, and then I went to college at St. Ben's.
Okay.
And then I went to graduate school in St. Mary's in Minneapolis.
Whoa, and what did you go for, or what did you get some kind of degrees, or...
Yeah, I'm a therapist at Carleton College in Northfield.
Okay.
So for counseling, yeah.
Okay, for counseling. Very good, very good. Mm-hmm. So now, as you were growing up, did you get into any music at all?
I played flute in the high school band.
Oh, you did?
And then I also, well, we were made to take piano lessons. Right, Mom? I know she's listening.
Uh-huh.
So we took piano lessons, and then I played flute all through high school.
Okay. And did you get to hear your dad once or twice over the years practicing the concertina in the house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd practice a lot, and sometimes he'd have everybody over practicing, but... Yeah, he'd get out the concertina quite often and practice at home.
Okay. And was that kind of a special time for you? I mean, I've visited with a lot of different musicians over time. For the most part, as they remember back and they wish they could have it over again, they would sit and listen, especially if the band got together and they'd rehearse in the house. Those were special times, huh?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It was special, and sometimes he even lets, when I was younger, hit the buttons on the concertina.
Oh, really?
Get to push the buttons on the side.
Did you ever have the hankering to pick up the concertina and try to play it yourself, learn a song or two? Or?
No, you know what? I never really did, but I just enjoyed listening to him do it.
Yeah. Well, they certainly, as they say, he had a good ride. I mean, it was a tremendous run with the Bob Brenny Band. He played back with your grandpa, with Stan Brenny, starting out till he passed away. And that's when he decided to start his own band, Bob Brenny Band. And your dad was a trumpet player back in the beginning, huh?
Right. Yeah. Trumpet, and I think drums too.
And drums, yes. You're right. And then your Aunt Mary also drumming and playing the banjo. But they played with their dad's band, with the Stan Brenny Band. And of course, when Stan passed away, then... It was hard to get a concertina player, and the concertina is kind of the main interest instrument in a polka band, and I know that's what Bob told me when I visited with him different times, that he said, I just finally figured out that I had to learn the concertina to be the leader of the band, and so that's what he did, huh? He took lessons from Betty Wolf.
Yes, I forgot about that, but now that you say that, that's, exactly.
Yep. And became a very good concertina player and very successful band leader. Now, that wasn't all your dad did. He was an undertaker and had the Brenny Funeral Home in Albany, too. Was that also a little hectic being in a funeral-type family where you get calls all day, time of the day and night?
Oh, yeah, very interesting. Yep, lots of times he'd have to leave events because he got a call or...
Yeah.
You know, if we went somewhere, they'd have to forward the phones to someone else to answer them. And, all the time, day, night, holidays, the phone would ring.
And did you get any, did you have to work at the funeral home ever or get into that, or did you steer clear of that?
Well, sometimes I have to go help clean or something
with
Mom. She was doing that. But, no, it wasn't an interest of mine, but, I mean, was around plenty, and in and out of the funeral home or having to go, do something, but never an interest to pursue.
Sure. But again, your dad was so personable, and I can see why he was so successful in that capacity as well. He was just a great person.
Yeah, touched a lot of lives, that's for sure.
And then he didn't stop there. I seen him running on the fields different times when our kids went to Cathedral. Cathedral will play Albany, and they had a need for a trainer at a football game or an event. Here comes Bob running out there, and that was back in the days when he could still run. He was quite a athletic person. He was my bus driver way back in the days. I mean, it seems like 100 years ago, but
a long time ago.
he was a popular bus driver. He was so friendly with the kids, and we never needed to have any discipline or anything on the bus when Bob was there. He was so ominous, a large person, and kids just respected him. I mean, that was really great times back then.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember getting to ride on the bus a couple times to go ride along. I was really little, but just to ride on the route with him.
Yeah, and even before that, he was an ambulance driver, probably before your time. I don't know if you remember those days, but Granite City Ambulance Service, he had that too. And so just a busy guy his whole lifetime. He did it all.
Right. Yeah, did a lot, for sure.
And I'll bet he was still there for your events as you grew up through school and everything, huh?
Yeah, he came to everything he could. You know, I was in the color guard or band concerts, plays. I did a lot of plays in the high school, and I remember him coming to all of that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome! You bet. Mm-hmm. Well, he had a tough run with it there near the end. Did he actually have cancer, or was it just dementia, or what was his situation that was taking him down?
He had cancer.
He did have cancer. Yeah.
A lot of health issues, but cancer was one of the last diagnoses.
Yeah. Well, he was really successful. He also had the radio show here for 25 some years at the radio station here. It was called the Dance Time program on Saturday afternoons. And boy, if I listened to one of those shows, I listened to probably 1,000 of them because every Saturday it was like clockwork. Working at the meat market, we made sure that Chasm was on, and we listened to Bob, and he was such a great polka promoter. So, fun times. Did you get to go to dances at all, dance to his music?
I did, when we were younger. Yeah, we would go, and my cousin Sarah, Mary's daughter, and my sister Amy, and even Kim Nathy, Bob Nathy's daughter, would all go, and we'd have a good time, drink as much pop as we could. And if they're at Pelican Lake, we would try and go walk in the lake as far as we could, at least until our, dresses or whatever we're wearing would get wet.
But, oh, sure.
so it was a lot of fun. Pelican Lake was probably my favorite because of that.
Weren't those evenings special? I mean, you're probably talking about a midsummer evening there, but mm-hmm. the dance halls were so neat. Back probably when you were going there, they still had the shutters that would open up and you could hear the music through the windows like that. I just remember those days being really special.
Yes, exactly. A lot of fun times.
Yeah, and there was practically a dance hall in every town. Talking about all the towns around here, the dance hall at Pelican Lake, of course, one at New Munich, one at Avon, and that was right by that where the machine shop is now, Columbia Gear. But there was a lake or a pond down below the ballroom there. So being a musician myself, I remember at intermission or whatever, summer evening like that, you'd go outside. And I don't remember the mosquitoes being bad back in those years like they are nowadays. we'd go outside and just the water was so nice. It might be a moonlit night or whatever. And it was just special. And you'd hear the music across the water. Just was always fun memories.
Yeah, absolutely.
You bet. So did you happen to meet your fiance or your husband at a dance, or how did you guys meet?
We met at my sister's wedding.
Okay.
He's friends with my brother-in-law. So we met at actually my sister's wedding. Well, before that, one of the showers or before that. Because of their wedding. So yes, Amy, shout out to you. There you are, and Al. But that's how we met. And then we dated at two. It was 2 years later after that that we started mm-hmm. dating, when I moved into the metro area to go to graduate school. And then, the rest is history, I guess.
Yeah, and give credit to your husband. What is his name?
He goes by Aldo. That's a nickname. But Joe. A lot of people call him just Joe.
Okay, very good. And last name, of course, Ernst. Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Now, knowing your dad and some of the stories that he told me, so his sister, Mary, played in the Bob Rennie Band. And, of course, boys will be boys. And Bob said, I was going to have none of this. Any of the boys wanted to, distract her or get her away from the band or anything like that. He'd step up to the plate there and say, none of this. So did your husband have to meet a certain criteria to without getting too personal here? How did that all go?
I think so. And I think it was the night I heard the story the night before we got married. My dad pulled him aside and gave him the "there's no hole deep enough that you can crawl in." He said, "I won't find you
if you don't take good care of her." Huh? Yeah.
Right. So I'm pretty sure that happened either the night before we got married or soon.
Sure.
Before we got married.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's really neat. And I'll tell you what, when you hear Bob tell those stories, you believed every word of it because he said it with conviction. And that's what made him special. He was such a, what would you call it? Like a teddy bear. He was so gentle, but if he said something, he meant it. And
right.
I really, yeah. As kids, I'm sure you respected it, but even as business people or whatever, we felt it the same way. He was just a good person with good morals and everything. So, missed tremendously. Was he?
Grandkids.
Oh, and I'll bet he loved them.
He's got good memories of them, too. So, I have a son who's 22, and then Jack, and then Lily and Kyle. They're twins, and they're 18, and they're in their first year of college.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Got right after it, and those kids came along right after marriage there, so pretty neat. Well, Leah, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back and talk with you again a little bit, finish out the show, if that's all right.
All right, sounds good.
All right, so greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. It's now Holy Week, and Sunday, this coming Sunday, is Easter Sunday. You have the opportunity now to plan a great Easter Sunday meal when you stop and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market carries John Morrell fully cooked bone-in hams that can be purchased whole or half, or deboned and sliced at no extra charge, traying just 50 cents extra. And several varieties of boneless hams are also available, including our ever-popular home-cured off-the-bone boneless ham. Whichever you choose, call ahead and place your order for even faster service. A full line of fresh meats and sausages are available for the non-traditional Easter meals. For those that just like to graze, we have meat and cheese trays, snack sticks, summer sausage, meatballs, and more. The St. Joe Meat Market also has on-hand colored Easter eggs for in those Easter baskets. The brat sales out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market will be starting soon. You'll once again be able to come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee while supporting a very worthwhile cause. As always, for more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Again, thank you, and a very happy Easter from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Leah, a little treat for you. You've never been here before, but maybe heard from your siblings. We put up a nice meat package at the meat market. We'll mail that out to your priority mail if you're home this week. And you get that in the mail, and hope you and your family enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I know from over the years, I've seen your mom and dad in the meat market many, many times. So you must have had a little sampling of St. Joe Meat Market meats growing up, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And then, going to St. Ben's.
Oh, yeah. You were right across the street there, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. You bet. Well, as you grew up, did you listen? Did you like polka music, or just tolerate it? Or did you have favorite songs at all when your dad was playing? How did that go for you?
Oh, no, I did like it.
You
I
did?
Love to dance. Love to polka. It's really fun. I enjoy dancing. So,
okay.
Yeah, I always did enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's wonderful. You know, some of the younger generation now, they don't really, you know, they didn't live far enough back like we did to experience it and talking about the dance halls. And did you get to go to 9-to-1 dances yet back when you were going out?
9-to-1 dances? Oh, you mean
starting at 9 o'clock and ending at 1 o'clock?
Maybe not so much with his band, but I was probably a little too young to get to go do that.
Okay.
But went to plenty of the daytime ones, anniversaries.
Yeah. Back in the days when I started playing, it was all 9-to-1 dances. And now when you tell the younger generation that you were getting ready at 8 o'clock or so to go out to a 9 o'clock dance and wouldn't get home till after 1 o'clock, they give you that frown look on their face like, what are you talking about? Because we got to get to bed so we can get up for work in the morning. And we just thoroughly enjoyed it. And was no problem getting up for work the next day because we had such a good time the night before.
Right.
And a lot of people say polka music is happy music. Do you find it that way too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and your dad had some great recordings over the years. We're going to play some of that music now coming up. Thinking back over the years, he had some great musicians too. You probably got to meet most of them, huh?
I did, yeah. They're all great.
Yeah, Louis Dindorf. Louis was so gentle and so I don't know, lovable, would you call it? He was such a great guy. And
yeah.
Bob Nathy.
Too.
Yeah. And Bob Nathy, great tuba player. He was fun. Got to work with him a few times. And so, yeah. And did you know Andy Stengler at all?
I did. Yeah.
You did. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, I remember your dad telling me when Andy's funeral, he told me, he said, they could have cut my right arm off. He said it wouldn't have hurt half as bad as losing Andy.
Yeah, it was a tough loss.
That was a tragic, yeah. Andy, a great concertina player, and of course, being killed in that motorcycle accident early 2000s. And then, let's see, who else was all in the band? Mel, last name escapes me for a minute here. Do you remember?
Hate.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Dave Hate. Yeah.
Dave Hate.
And
some of the others, I know there were more, but I can't exactly.
Those were the main ones, and of course, again, your Aunt Mary doing a wonderful job there, and they did a lot of traveling. I know they went to Canada. They went as far as Kansas City, big polka fest down there all the time. And the band, they, back in their days, they were one of the top bands sought out. I mean, they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You bet. So, well, unless you have any other comments or anything, I guess I would ask you, and I do ask every musician about this time of the program, do you have any special memory? In this case, it wouldn't be with playing with the band, but as growing up in the Bob Rennie family, special memory sticks out about your dad or your dad and mom that you'd want to share?
Sure. I don't remember exactly how old I was, maybe 12-ish, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
I took a road trip with him to Arkansas. He had to go look at some property there.
Okay.
And I rode along with him, and on the way home, we took a detour to Memphis, because he always wanted to go to Graceland.
Ah.
So we toured Graceland, and I remember how excited he was to see the Jungle Room in Graceland. But so it was really neat to tour Graceland and the property and the bus and the plane and everything of Elvis with Dad, because I know he always wanted to do that. So that's a really fun memory of a little road trip we took. Yeah, I was 12, 13 maybe. So
and was it just you? Was it just you?
Yeah, it was just me. Yeah,
oh, that to have a dad one-on-one, that's really, really special, you bet.
Yeah.
And you know, I always instigate a little bit. You know, he probably had the four kids and loved them all equally, but in your heart, you know that he kind of favored you, right?
Yes, he did.
He did, huh?
I know he's listening, too. So.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's special. Well, Leah, this has been really fun, you bet, and you know, I tell everyone, every guest, that if the good Lord is willing that you and I are here down the road, we might do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Sure. Sounds good.
Well, if you want to stay with me on the phone for just a minute, we'll end this segment of the program, and we're going to come back and play music by the Bob Rennie Dance Band in just moments. All right, and there she goes, Leah Brenny Ernst, our 501st guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away, we've got music coming up by the Bob Rennie in just a moment. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians come and play. Wrapping up our 501st edition, our guest, delightful person, Leah Brenny Ernst. Yes, the daughter of Bob and Pat Brenny, sharing memories of growing up with the Bob and Brenny, in the Bob and Pat Brenny household. And her dad, Bob, of course, everybody knew Bob back in the days and still remember him. And Bob was just a tremendous person, just a great personality, and did a lot of work on the radio here, Chasm. I know we didn't mention that in the interview, but Leah's sister Amy worked for a time here at Chasm. That was back before I was here. But different conflicts came up with school or different things, and Bob would fill in for his daughter Amy and did so many things. He was just a really versatile person. A good person. Right now, we're going to feature music by the Bob Brenny Band, starting out with a great number here, one called the Golden Star Polka. The Bob Brenny Band with a nice rousing polka number to start things out, one called the Golden Star Polka. 15 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Here was Bob Brenny's dance time theme song that he used in the later years, the Farmer's Polka. Thank you. Farmer's Polka, Bob Rennie Band, and that was the theme song for the last how many years of the Bob Rennie Dance Time Show, and I just kept expecting to hear, and I know you do too, expecting to hear Bob's booming voice come in and say, "This is your old friend Bob Rennie with the Dance Time Show," and he had such a neat way of announcing it and carrying it on through. Right now, a nice waltz tune there by the Bob Rennie Dance Band. And this one is one called the Clarine Waltz. The Bob Rennie Band with one called the Clarine Waltz. 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Bob, of course, played polkas, waltzes, schottisches, loved big band music, like the foxtrots. Right now, we're going to feature the Bob Rennie Band with a nice old-time schottisch, the Johann Pasnippen Schottisch. Thank you. The Bob Brenny Band, yes, the Johann Pasnippenschadisch, and remembering the days gone by when we used to go to the dance halls and dance, and always enjoyed doing the Schadisch because that usually involved four people. So normally on a polka or a waltz, you dance with one person, but with the Schadisch, you could always dance with two couples, and was always fun. Well, like I said, another thing that Bob liked to do was sing, and he liked to feature his band members singing. Right now, we're going to play a novelty tune, one called Behind Those Swinging Doors. And we talked about Louis Dindorf being a sax man with the Bob Brenny Band. And Louis does the vocal on this one. And it's, again, the Bob Brenny Band with Behind Those Swinging Doors. Brenny Band, Behind Those Swinging Doors. And of course, that's Louis Dindorf on the vocal there, the sax man with the Bob Brenny Band. And yeah, Bob liked to feature all of the people, wanted to make them all special. And been taking a few phone calls here. People that worked with Bob, knew Bob over the years, Rich Cheetah, Raleigh Gilk, Elmer Majeski, all folks that had things to do with Bob one way or the other, and special memories, and I appreciate all those memories coming in. You bet. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie texted in and said, hello, hope you are able to get to the station tomorrow in all the snow. Well, wasn't any problem getting to the station, but we'll see how it is getting home. So, but anyway, Jeannie B's Tours ready to board the coaches and head out in all directions on a great variety of tour itineraries and destinations. So there are still a few seats available on Monday, April 1st, as Jeannie B's begins the once-a-month Slots of Luck tour to Jackpot Junction Casino. This day includes a guide, motor coach, treats, prizes, and bingo on the coach, and a $15 free slot play. Pickups are in St. Joe, Avon, Richmond, and Painesville. Call Jeannie B's on Monday, tomorrow, 320-345-1581 to reserve seats. Now, if thrifting is of interest, book your seats on the Spring Happy Thrifters Shop Hop. That's going to take place April 10th and the 11th. Lodging is at Jackpot Junction, where all will receive $35 free slot play. May brings fun-filled daycations out your back door, Mystery Day on May 20th, and Ladies at the Minnesota Arboretum on May 21st. Deadwood Days, that departs on May 27th through the 31st for a jam-packed 5-day sightseeing and gaming. And that happens to be the one that my wife and I are going to be traveling along with. So gather your group and join us. Call 320-345-1581, and Jeannie B will have all the details for you. Now, if you're planning an extended tour, mark your calendar for April 9th. And that's going to be at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. Jeannie B's Tours is hosting a meet and greet travel show. Sessions are from 2 to 4 and 5 to 7. A light meal is included at 4:30. Please RSVP for the meal. You will see the slide presentations for Alaska, Canadian Rockies, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, New England, Ireland, New York City, Cape Cod, and the great Canadian cities. Let's see. What else does Jeannie say? Also, March 26, 9 to 11, at the Salt and Light Coffee Shop in Albany. Thursday at the 28th at Delish in Freeport from 9 to 11. Stop by and enjoy an included treat and get all of the upcoming Jeannie B Tours information. And like Jeannie always likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. So look forward to traveling with Jeannie B's like we do, my wife and I. We certainly do enjoy it. And, yeah, just a fun time awaits you. You look up excitement in the Webster Dictionary, I think you're going to see Jeannie's picture there at one time or another, because she is the definition of excitement. Jeannie B's Tours are proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 28 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. I don't know if I'm going to get all these in, but I've got a number of them chose that. So right now, here was the theme song for the Bob Brennie Dance Time Show way back in the days, one called Angry, and Bob loved the two steps and the foxtrots. Thank you.
just because I took a look at somebody else. That's no reason you should put poor me on that shelf. Oh, angry, please don't be angry, 'cause I was only teasing you.
The Bob Brenny Band. Yes, that was his theme song for so many years, Angry, with the Dance Time Show. 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock and 26 degrees, our temperature here in Albany. Right now, a nice polka tune, one called the Four Beers Polka. Four Beers Polka, that featuring Andy Stengler on the concertina there. Nice solo there. Here's another one with Andy, the Bob Brenny Band, the Two Canaries Polka. Thank you. Bob Brenny Band, a pretty number there. Andy Stengler on that concertina solo, the Two Canaries Polka. Here Bob features his sister along with him on one called the Red River Valley Polka. Red River Valley Polka, nice recording of that by the Bob Brenny Band, that back in 1992, comes off of their Volume 4 CD. And that was Bob's sister Mary Struzik on the vocal, and I believe that was Bob Nathy in the background harmonizing. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune. Bob did this one so nice. I think this was dedicated to his daughters Amy and Leah, one called the Polish Lullaby.
Children keep on living. sure you sing to them this Polish lullaby. Oh, lullaby, lullaby. Go to sleep now, don't you cry. Lullaby, lullaby, Polish lullaby.
Such a pretty number, one called the Polish Lullaby, the Bob Rennie Band, off of their Volume 5 CD, Something Old and Something New. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.